Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you, calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to the horror. Thanks for joining me today. We'll hear from Nightfall this week. Canadian series that aired for 107 episodes between July of 1980 and June of 1983. Our story today is Future Fear, their episode from August 15th, 1980.
In the dream, you are falling, lost in the listening distance, as dark locks in. Nightfall.
Want some chips?
Nah.
Can't you get it to work?
I'm doing my best, damn it. It's an old set. It's picking up interference from somewhere.
Never happened when we had cable.
We can't afford it. I didn't ask to get laid off, you know. Ed, give me that screwdriver, will you?
Take it easy, Ralph.
Give me the screwdriver. Ah, what the hell do I know? Damn thing just doesn't want to work.
You can't say the old tube owes as much.
Well, it could have something to do with that big satellite reception dish the McLeods put up over the weekend.
Where did they get the money for that?
Well, how the hell would I know? I wonder what happens if you turn this.
Ralph, you've broken it.
No. Hey, look. It worked.
Hey, turn up the sound.
Express plane, trip for two to the Cape of Good Hope.
And that's not all.
Tell them about their grand prize, Lilisha.
Right, Daryl. The Hendersons have just won, all by themselves, a brand new, all-electric, 1984 Datsun Banzai.
Oh, what?
1,000 miles between charges.
1984?
Charges.
Four?
We'll see you again tomorrow night on...
Sure,
hey, what happened? How come we lost it?
Well, the damn picture was perfect.
Ralph.
What?
Ralph, did you see...
Hey, I can't change the channel.
What channel?
13.
Where's the TV guy? Ah. Ralph?
What is it?
Channel 13? There's supposed to be a newscast on there, not a...
Some kind of a game show. It's funny we never saw it before.
That car. They didn't really say 1984, did they? Did they?
Yeah, they did. Well, there's no such thing as an electric car. At least in the market now.
They're clothes. Even that Henderson couple.
Well, there's no way. There's no way it could happen.
Ralph, the set, it was showing us the future.
Well, there's only one way to find out, isn't there? You're going to get that channel back if I have to work all night.
Ralph, no, please don't. No.
Here it is. It's coming back.
It's... all those flags and an open coffin. It's somebody important.
Camera's moving in closer. Oh, God. Jeez, he looks old.
No. No.
Look at him.
It's Trudeau.
Welcome to the future, Janet.
Of more than 270 police officers in pitched battles with organized criminal elements during 1986 have led to an increasingly tense situation in law enforcement.
I'm not sure I like this.
Huh? What's the matter?
The TV, Ralph. It's just not right to see the future. Let's get rid of it.
You kidding?
I don't like it. It's almost sacrilegious.
Ha, ha, ha! Oh, come on, take it easy, Janet. It's a joke. You know, it fades in and out, and we get some weird pictures of the way it's going
to
be.
But there's no rhyme or reason to it. It goes backwards and forwards from baseball games to Christmas to 10 years from now.
So what?
Really good morning this morning.
Look at this.
One, two, three.
Hey, look at this. A naked broad. A naked broad doing a fitness show.
Three,
whoa, a nudie fitness show.
Stretch.
Hey, touch your toes, sweetheart. Come on, please.
Well, you're disgusting.
I didn't put it on. Hey, don't turn it off.
Well, we have to. There's Rick coming up the walk.
Yeah.
Now, don't be too hard on him. He's got Linda with him.
Yeah, that punk. His probation officer said it, you know. He's got to grow up. Look, he gets a job or he gets out. That's all there is to it. Rick? Rick!
Yeah?
Hello, Linda.
Hi there, Mumsy, old girl.
So, what's the problem?
Did you get the job?
What's it to you?
Did you get the job? Answer me.
No, I didn't get the job. I was gonna, but started getting in the way, you know?
Getting in the way? You mean they wouldn't take you? I told you to get that diaper pin out of your ear. How are you going to get a job looking like a friggin' cannibal?
Hey, look, I was up front. I like to let them know where I'm coming from. That way maybe I don't get laid off first time it rains. Know what I mean, Dad?
Rick, I've had enough of your smart-ass mouth. Now, like I said, straighten up, get a job, or get out of here.
Okay, so don't sweat it. I'm checking out this afternoon.
Linda's found us a place.
Sure did.
Sure.
Who's paying the rent?
Rent? What's that?
Where is it, dear?
A couple of blocks. Close.
How nice.
Yeah, it's an old garage. More like home, you know? Anyway, I gotta get my junk together and get out of here.
So, well, Linda, you and Rick seem to be getting on pretty well these days.
Getting it together.
Moving in together. Neither one of you got a job. What are you kids trying to prove, anyways?
I got a job.
You do?
Yeah. I got a spread in Skin.
A girly magazine. And it wouldn't be an article.
Sure it is. The genuine article.
All spread out in living color.
I'm sure it'll be very tasteful.
Tasteful? What happened to disgusting?
Ralph, you can't just...
How's Rick taking this?
It was his idea.
What?
Yeah. Said it would give his image a lift. Get him noticed.
Linda, get up here, will you? Do this stuff by myself?
Hey. Nice talking to you.
Yes. I know.
You realize she could end up marrying that punk?
She's a very nice girl.
Sure. They deserve each other.
He's got a lot of imagination, dear. He'll do all right.
Imagination, sure. Dyeing his hair blue, lying, stealing. Yeah, I give up. Let's go back to the tube. Who knows? We'll start getting cartoons from Mars.
There was good news from the Economic Summit in Paris today. In response, gold topped $1,200 an ounce. Market sources also indicate a rising demand for silver. Some authorities predict the base price will at least double within a month.
That does it. Have I got an idea?
If this is another chain letter, forget it.
So obvious. It's been staring us in the face. Our TV tells us what's going to happen. So we can bet big and never lose. Sports, stocks, gold, silver.
What are we going to do with a baseball score 10 years from now?
Listen, they're always yakking about old games now, and they will then. That's all they talk about. That's how we find out who's going to win this year. But we're going to have to watch it 24 hours a day, so we catch everything that's coming our way.
24 hours? How?
We'll take turns.
Well, where are we going to get the money to bet?
The finance company.
I'm afraid, Ralph. It's just not right.
That's the problem with people like us. We're too afraid. That's why we stay small. But now we got it sewn up. We're going to be bigger than General Motors.
Ralph, I just get the feeling that we're asking for it. Morning.
What happened overnight? Any sports scores?
No.
Horse races? Stocks?
No. Ralph, do we have to go on like this? Can't we have one night in bed alone?
Well, I miss something? Pass it up, will you?
For breakfast?
Well, not.
Ralph, what if somebody finds out about this? What'll happen to us?
Jam, look at the money we've been making. Out of debt for the first time. Just one more bet in the game, get in on one more stock, and we'll never have to work again.
We have been lying here for weeks. It's not right, Ralph. We can't go on living in front of this TV and ordering in junk food. What's the world coming to?
Who cares? We're all right.
We've got to be careful, Ralph. It's not right to be so greedy.
Now listen, the old set could conk out any time. For good.
It's not healthy. It's not normal. We never get out of here. What if the neighbors notice?
Oh, take it easy. Take it easy, will you? We're getting out tomorrow night. Goodbye party for the McLeods. They're going north on Friday, remember?
Yes, thank God. It'll be good to see Herb and Lowy again.
Sure will. Sure, this clam dip ain't half bad.
Well.
Oh, look, go to sleep, will you? Here are your earplugs. I'll take a look.
Oh, good night. I mean, good morning, I guess. It's hard to tell these days.
Here is a news bulletin. The first flight of the Arctic tourist season ended in tragedy early this morning. Northland flight number 1632 crashed on landing at Frobisher Bay, Baffin Island.
Listen.
48 people were reported to have been on board. There were no survivors. Stay tuned. We'll have more details shortly. We now return you to our program in progress.
Did you hear that? We've got to do something.
Hold it.
Ralph, they said Baffin Island. There's no time to lose.
We can't.
Can't what?
Tell anyone.
Why not?
Because if we tell anyone about this television set, the game is up. No one can know.
But the McLeods, Herb and Lowy, they're on the first flight to Baffin Island.
Ah, so they say. Jan, it could be years from now. We don't know.
We know it's going to happen.
Yeah, we do.
48 people are going to die. And we're going to do nothing at all.
That's right.
Oh, think of those people.
Jan, it happens all the time.
That gives us the right to play God.
We'll just have to get used to it, won't we? I'm sorry.
Sure you are.
They weren't going to live forever.
You smug bastard.
No, don't start.
Did you enjoy the funeral? Herb and Louis sure had a lot of friends, didn't they? I share your lot. I share your lot.
Jan, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. I'm throwing out the TV.
No.
Huh?
We can't change it now.
No.
At least we don't have the worries we used to. I just hope it's going to be worth it, that all.
Well, sure, well, you bet. Just like I said, we got all the answers now. We're going to go to the top, you'll see. Right to the top. I bet you we pick on a big game today.
It'll be worth it. Don't you worry.
Citizens! This traitor you see before you thought he could get away with it.
What the?
He was better than all the rest.
Isn't that Rick?
But he will now learn.
It is Rick.
Learn.
In a uniform.
A hard
He's older,
way.
But it's still him.
Common actor. Ralph, he's on TV. What? Oh, my God. What's that naked man tied to?
It's some sort of machine.
Oh. What was that all about?
I don't know. It's some sort of torture scene, looked like.
Real enough. As if his arms were pulled right out of his body.
Sure was realistic. I wonder how they did it.
Watch this anymore.
Just a little longer.
I've never seen anything so gruesome in my life. It's the most violent movie I've ever seen. How can you keep watching it?
Because he's done it. The little bastard's really done it.
What do you mean?
Shut up and watch.
It's Rick. There he is again.
Like a Mexican general.
Parliament Hill and Canada Day festivities.
Must be millions of them, all in ice blue uniforms.
And blue hair. That statue, did you get the statue? The big one in front of the Peace Tower?
Rick?
Would you look at that? 30 feet high in bronze. The little bastard. Oh, that's enough for me.
Oh, what's going on? I've never seen anything like this before. It's crazy. All that blood and suffering and Rick like that. What kind of movie is this?
It's no movie.
What is it then?
It's for real.
For real? No, Ricky's not that way. He's no gangster.
Oh, no two-bit gangster. He's going to be a goddamn Hitler.
Rick? How?
I don't know.
What can we do?
What can we do? There's one thing we can do. We can kill him.
You're not hungry?
No, we've got to work this out. Hey, you know, 6 months ago, this meal would have set us back a month's rent.
Ralph. There has got to be another way. Rick, now...
He's got to die. We've got a responsibility to ourselves, to the country. Janet, we've got no choice.
Stop talking like that. I can't believe Ricky's going to be...
that bad? Mass murders, concentration camps? Don't bet on it. That's not going to be easy. But we've got to have the guts to do it.
I don't want to believe it. I don't have to believe it.
Have you been watching that tube with me for the past 2 days or what? Hey, I think I understand.
What?
That's how he did it. That's how he's going to swing it. He's going to get a hold of the TV set.
The TV?
Well, don't you see? Somehow he's going to get the set office. And use it.
How can you be so sure?
How else could a crazy like him end up top dog? But he's not gonna. Not by me. No way. Not if I get him first.
Ralph, all we have to do is smash the set.
No! No! Why should I sacrifice for a sick old punk, a maniac?
You'd kill your son before you'd give up your greed. You're the maniac.
It has to be, Jan. We only saw a few pictures on a snowy screen. We can only guess how bad it'll be. Do you want to live with that? There's only one sure move we got. Destroy him.
Do we have to do it right away?
We don't have time not to.
But suppose we get caught.
I got it all worked out. Now look, we invite him over for dinner. To make things up, you know. Feed him liquor and pills. And then slip him in the freezer overnight. No weapon, no evidence. And tomorrow we go for a drive in the country. Let's go. The door unlocked. Somebody's broken in.
You sure?
Why, I locked the door when we went out? I know I did. Look, where's the stereo? We've been robbed. My God, the TV!
Oh, my new candlesticks, my silver candlesticks. Oh, not the serving tray, too. Oh.
Gone. It's gone. TV's gone. Gone. Of course it's gone.
Why aren't you mad?
Don't you see? It's out of our hands. No more future fear. No more knowing.
But what about Rick? He's still going to
don't
be...
Don't you understand? He's only a punk. Without our TV set, he won't be top dog of anything.
Then we don't have
Rick. Of course not. We're not going to do anything. Things are... as they are.
Oh, Ralph. Oh, Ralph. What we could have done. What could have happened.
Better not to think about what could have happened. God help us. Besides, we still have lots of cash in the bank.
I'm so happy. So happy.
God help us.
Oh, so happy. So happy.
You're a brutal dude, Ricky. Real brutal.
They had it coming, always dumping on my head.
But it's too much, Rick. Your own parents' house.
Yeah, they made it easy. The joint was cased already, you know what I mean?
Rick, why didn't you sell the TV with the silver and the stereo?
I couldn't get any bread for it. It's too old. Anyway, I want to watch the game. Turn on, will you? Get rid of that radio.
Sure.
Yeah, those phonies made me sick anyway. I mean, I've always been that way. I mean, more or less, I'm at war with the world. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got you on that one, Rick.
And you know, one of these days, I'm really going to get even. I mean, like, for real. I'll get them. I'll get them all. I want to see them all those sucky little bastards, and I want to see them suffer. And I mean, like, for real.
Rick.
that dude on the TV. He looks like you.
Moving the carpet right on out. Giving the shaft like they never had it before. But there's only one thing that counts, and that's me. I own tomorrow. It's mine. We better catch on pretty damn fast. I own tomorrow. One hope, one destiny, one world.
Me,
mine.
Refuse to be free. As surely as I stand here before you now, I promise that freedom is yours today,
do it.
Tomorrow, and forever.
Going to do it for the horror this week. You can find more from Nightfall at relicradio.com alongside past episodes of this podcast, all the others, link to our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button. If you enjoy this and all the podcasts, would like to help support it all, click on that donate button. There's some downloadable sets for certain donation amounts, and my gratitude as always. Thanks for donating. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Saturday with another episode of The Horror. Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.